Hello and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, the podcast dedicated to igniting your entrepreneurial spirit and empowering you to conquer new horizons. In this podcast, we chat with inspiring entrepreneurs on their journey to success through some amazingly insightful and expansive conversations. These episodes thrive on thought-provoking chats where our guests fearlessly explore their path to success, sharing their experiences, failures, and triumphs. No topic is off limits as we deep dive into the talked about and not so talked about pieces it takes to build a business, overcome limiting beliefs, deal with personal struggles, and everything in between that shapes our lives and our businesses. I'm your host, Kat Polsonelli, creator and founder at The Lotus Effect, where we believe that success is not just about strategies and tactics, it's about cultivating a powerful mindset and creating customized business operations that align with you and your true purpose. Whether it's mastering time management, improving productivity, enhancing leadership skills, or simply fostering a growth-oriented mindset, we'll provide you with the tools and strategies to flourish in both your business and personal life. I'm so excited to have you join us today in this episode, so get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we learn together and from one another on how to rise above challenges, break through limitations, and unlock our full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Real Chat with Kat. I'm so excited to have you here with us, and I have a very special guest, and I'm so excited to have her here. So, Michelle Drew, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Oh, Kat, thank you so much for having me. I am a big fan of the work that you're doing and very, very honored to be on your podcast. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. So I'm so excited to have this conversation, and you guys, this is going to get your pens and paper out because this is going to be a good one. So Michelle, please do us all a favor then. Tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into your space.
Yes. My name is Michelle Drew, and I'm a naturopathic wellness and anti-aging consultant. And I help people to make better choices, make some changes in their life, small baby steps, so that as they start to feel better, they're like, oh, this stuff really works. I feel good. And I haven't always been on the road to wellness. I actually landed myself in the ICU on intubated for 3 weeks because I didn't have a good lifestyle, and I did eat the wrong foods and just do the wrong things. And lifestyle makes a huge difference. So I'm really passionate to share that with anyone who will listen.
I love that. And I love how, you know, there's so many people out here, a lot more than what I realize, that it's our own journeys and the things that we've been through that is what lead us down these paths to be like, oh my gosh, more people need to know about this, or more people have probably gone through this and didn't even realize it. So to me, it's just so fascinating to hear, you know, the backstory pieces of that. So feel free to share as much as you want, because I see you. I mean, that's a big whap in the face of like something is wrong, you know. That's different than just an ER visit.
Yeah, it was not pretty. And I have made it a point to take that mess and make it my message. Instead of being, oh, woe is me, why did that happen to me? It's like, oh, that's why it happened to me. I got to share it with everybody. And the doctors did tell my parents and my family that they did not think I was going to make it, because I waited way too long to go to the doctor. And I didn't go to the doctor. I was intubated immediately. And they said, if she does make it, she will have permanent brain damage. And I always tell people that was their story. That wasn't mine. And
I love that.
Yeah. It's like, who are you to tell me what? Right.
You know what? And the body has such an amazing ability to be able to adapt and heal, especially when we believe in it as well, right? Obviously, I'm not saying people, you can just heal yourself from a
gunshot wound, but the way that the body can heal itself from certain things, especially when you are really tuned into it, when you're really hearing what it is actually trying to tell you, and you're being aware of what you're giving to your body, what you're putting in your body, and what you're staying away from, I really think has such a huge overall impact on our lives and what it is that we're doing that we don't see, because it's just easy to walk in and say, oh, this is my problem, give me the pill, and then that should solve it.
Yeah, and it doesn't solve it. It doesn't fix it. It puts a Band-Aid. Yeah. But I've lived both ways. I've lived the convenience of the drive-through window and, you know, not thinking about what I was putting in my body and doing damage long-term. And I've lived the inconvenient, I don't call it inconvenient anymore, but living convenience is going to be extremely inconvenient in the long run when you're taking pharmaceuticals and having procedures and suffering from ailments that you don't need to.
Yeah, definitely. So, and I would love your take on it then, to share with the listeners, of what you consider a starting point for this holistic improvement journey, and how that relates to, you know, what you went through and kind of how you figured things out moving forward into your journey and helping other people. Because I think that there are so many simple things that we are not aware of that are having a major impact on our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm not an all-in gal. I took baby steps to get to a healthy lifestyle, and most people are not ready to go all in. It's a lot when you dive in and say, I'm going to do everything right. Let's just take baby steps. Let's do two or three things different. Let's get more water into you, less caffeine into you. Let's find out what your pH is. People don't know how important your pH is in your body. If your body is acidic, it's just a breeding ground for disease. So if you don't know what it is, how can you fix it? And the other thing that I focus on is gut health, because it's so important. If you have a messed up gut, you're going to have acne. They may not seem to be related, but they're so totally related. And so those are the two things I start with are pH and cleaning up somebody's gut. Very simple things to do.
I love that. Now, I have just recently kind of heard about this pH balance. I mean, I understand that, you know, in the gut, you want to have it more balanced. I know that I, you know, try to drink like lemon water. That's a thing for me that I do a lot. But for anyone that is like, what on earth is pH balancing with your butt? Like, well, what does that even mean? How would you explain that to someone that this is totally new to? Because of course there's waters and everything out there that has this pH balance, but I don't think that people actually understand what all of that even means.
Yeah. And kudos to you. Lemon water is one simple thing that people can do to, you know, make those baby changes. So thank you for bringing that up. It's a very easy thing to do. It tastes delicious and it's cheap. People think it's expensive to be healthy. It's more expensive to be unhealthy in the long run. But yeah, I send a pH testing strip out to every one of my clients, and we test the urine and the saliva. And there's a certain time of the day that we test each one, and that gives me a baseline. We've got to look at the strip within 15 seconds because it starts to change with the air. So, you know, I have them take a picture of it so that I can, you know, say, okay, this is where we're starting. Okay. Depending on where they're at, if they're not doing too bad, we'll check it in another 6 weeks. If they're really acidic, I want them to check it in 4 weeks so that I can show them some baby improvements.
Yeah.
You know, to say like, look, we're making progress. Let's go. You know, I'm like a rah-rah. I got
the cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly. You know, to just cheer them on and let them know that we're making progress. Keep going. Keep up the good work. And yeah, I mean, we make sure that our pool is pH balanced before we swim in it. We make sure our fish tank is pH balanced before we put fish in it. We have to have a pH balance. And with probiotics, a lot of times, I mean, you walk up and down GNC or the Vitamin Shoppe or any of those places, and it's a sea of, you have no idea where to begin. And think about it. The stomach has acid similar to battery acid to break down our food. Not a whole lot's going to live through that. So you've got to be very specific about the probiotics and prebiotics that you're putting into your stomach, because if it's not getting into your small intestine, you're throwing your money down the drain, thinking that you're doing something that's really beneficial for your body.
Oh yeah, I agree with that 100%. And you know, it's interesting. And I didn't think about this with probiotics and prebiotics, but my family, when I was a kid, used to sell Herbalife. And one of the tests that they did with Herbalife that I thought was really interesting, it's always stuck with me, is they took all these different cups with water in it, like warm water, and they put different vitamins in it from different companies. And they were explaining that, after, I can't remember if it was 15 minutes or 30 minutes, they were saying that is the amount of nutrients you get in your body. And then whatever is left, that just goes through your system. Yep. And it was so shocking to me to see the amount of vitamins that were left in those cups. And
those
we are
called
spending
bedpan bullets. Yeah, it's true though.
So what would you suggest then, if somebody's like, look, I take vitamins, I'm trying to be healthy. What would you suggest that they look out for in a vitamin, or things to avoid in a vitamin that would allow it to break down better, so they're getting more of that nutrients?
Yeah, definitely. I obviously have a line that is scientifically, proven and whatever, but let me give you a picture. If you have a festering wound on your skin and you put a Band-Aid on it and you leave that Band-Aid on it and you don't take it off, you don't let the air, you don't do anything to tend to that wound, is it going to get better?
Oh, no.
No. Same thing with your insides. If you're taking a supplement, that's the Band-Aid. If you're taking a vitamin and you have no idea the scientific studies that have been done on that particular supplement, and you're just putting that Band-Aid on, but you're not taking care of the festering wound underneath that Band-Aid, then you're just really throwing your money away and you're probably not going to get healthier in the long run. So what I like to do is take a look at that festering wound. Let's pick up that Band-Aid and see what's going on under there. And a lot of times it's not pretty. So yeah, I mean, there's so much out there, and it's the supplement market is a multi-billion dollar industry. And, wherever there's money to be made, shortcuts tend to be taken, and, it's unfortunate, but I would always, if you're going to be taking a supplement, have a human attached to that supplement so that they can help to walk you through why this one, and not just go to GNC or the vitamin shop, because there are so many choices there, and you don't know what's good, what's bad. And the sales clerk doesn't know.
No. And I've noticed that too. I've gone to a few places like that just to check things out. And then they can't always answer the questions that you're needing. They just know what's been recommended, or what maybe they have taken, or what's been promoted for that month, right? That maybe stuck with them. That's another big thing. And it's so interesting when you read, if you really read the ingredients on the back, not only do I pay attention to, like the levels and the different things in the vitamins, but actually reading what's in the vitamin, because there are, the packaging, or if you get a coating, like all those things are made with different items. And a lot of times I'm like, oh, no, that shouldn't be in here.
Yeah, binders and fillers are not good. And like you said, I mean, with that example of the five different cups and the different vitamins and the different brands and what percentage is getting to your bloodstream where your body can actually use it. Mm-hmm. And you don't know that when you're walking up and down the aisles of a store. And I cringe when people tell me, it's like, oh, I can get vitamin D at Walmart. No, you can't. You can get a bottle of vitamin D, but your body ain't getting vitamin D from Walmart.
Yeah. I've really paid attention to that as well. And kind of, because it's so easy to buy something that's cheaper or it's on sale and it's like the knockoff version. And that was something that was really interesting to me, was paying attention to the knockoffs, because I'm like, okay, am I actually getting the same thing? What I have found, for me at least, in my area, we have Kroger, and a lot of things that are off brands of that are Kroger brands are actually almost identical to the original. However, Walmart, sorry. I've looked at some of their stuff and I've looked and I'm like, this is not the same. Like the basis is there or the generalization is there, but like there are things that are missing that are really supposed to be a part of what it is that you're purchasing, right? And so I've tried to be very aware of that because it's so easy for us to get sucked in of like, oh, I could save a dollar, right?
Right, right. We are worth more than a dollar.
Definitely. Now, I totally want to switch gears a little bit because, you know, you talked about gut health. I am a huge thinker on gut health, and I've started learning about this as well. So, you know, for someone that's like, what does that even mean, right? How would you describe, give us some insight on, you know, why gut health is important, what you would want to know, and why or how it affects the rest of the body?
Yeah. Well, first of all, look at you. Your skin is glowing. Your eyes are clear. You look like a picture of health. And I'm going to guess that it started with your gut. So many people today are eating on the run, eating through drive-through windows, putting bad stuff, skipping meals, and they complain about being bloated or having belly fat. And it's like, I don't understand. Well, your gut is not properly digesting the crap that you're putting in your body. So if you make sure that your gut has what it needs and put the good foods and nutrients into your body, you won't be bloated. Your pants will. I actually, with a client recently, and I don't know if she'll recognize herself when she sees this, but she really pushed back hard. She's like, I have a local vitamin shop. I use a probiotic. I'm fine. I said, okay. And 30 days later, we did our follow-up and she was still bloated. Her pants were tight. She couldn't understand why. And I said, okay, I'm going to push back now. 30 days. Give me 30 days on the probiotic that I use. And you tell me if you see a difference. Well, she's on auto ship now. She's like, I will not go 30 days without this because she feels that she's lost a pant size.
Oh, wow.
Just by changing the probiotic that she used. You know, and it's like, so I'm not, I take it when people push back, I'm fine. I get it. Like, okay, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, let's see if it helps, you know, I'm not here to push anything on anybody. You know, another one of my clients was drinking 6 large Dunkin' Donuts a day.
Ooh,
and not
so much
just
sugar.
Regular coffee, the macchiato, that all the stuff in it, the sugar. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, do me a favor, drink 5. And just replace that one with water. And then after a month, let's do 4 and replace 2 waters. So it's like we work in baby steps to, that's messing up the gut. All that much coffee and caffeine and sugar and cream and all that, that's your body doesn't know what to do with that. I can't call it food. It's not food. It doesn't know what to do with that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with you. For sure, especially on the coffee, you know, where I started reading through the sugar count and all this stuff, because I love Dunkin'. I realized, you know, how much crap is in it when you buy it all fluffed up. And so, you know, I love that you talk about baby steps because that was something that my husband and I both worked on. He's more of a dark coffee drinker anyway, but I always enjoyed the flavors and all the things. And so we had to start where, you know, if I went and got a coffee instead of getting like the regular amount of pumps that they put in, I would go like 1 down, right? And just kind of take it down from there. Now, our favorite when we go out to any type of coffee shop is usually like an Americano. So it's an espresso with water, right? And if I do anything, it's like 1 shot of mocha just so I have a tad bit of the chocolate flavor, right? So we're really big on that. Even at home, like we switched from my husband was regular dark roasted coffee and caffeine too. I finally weaned him off of it. And we're now on a mushroom coffee, which I love tremendously. And it has made such a difference in how I focus, how long I have energy. I'm also really big on green teas. So my caffeine comes from that. I've cut out coffee caffeine. And it's so funny because, you know, I did the test of like just seeing what kind of a difference it made. So I went to this mushroom coffee and I did it for like 2 weeks. And I was like, man, this is pretty good. Like I made it through 1 o'clock and I'm like, I'm still going. Like, this is good.
You probably
and
had
I
was a, like mind focus as well.
Yeah. It was wonderful. And then, so we went out one weekend, we did like a short little getaway. So, you know, we didn't bring our coffee with us. We just went out and went to a couple of cute little shops. And I noticed immediately the difference. One, I got one with caffeine and forgot to ask for decaf. Mm-hmm. And two, I wasn't used to having coffee. And we were both just like, I've got the jitters.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. Like, oh, like, I don't like the way this makes me feel. And kind of to your point that you were talking about with your gut health and people being aware of what they're putting in your body. Like, yes, it's great to take vitamins, but are you actually paying attention to notice what that vitamin is doing for you? That's one thing that I love to do if I decide to try a different vitamin, is I get it. And then okay, 7 days, I should start noticing a difference within a matter of days. Like, I should notice energy. There are certain things I should notice. And if I don't, then obviously that's not the one for me.
Right. Definitely. And I'm all about 80-20. I am not perfect. Trust me. Ask my friends. They will tell you. But if you can get yourself even from an 80-20 bad, we'll work our way to 80-20 good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, go out and have a glass of wine with dinner, you know, just choose your poison, pick your poison, right?
I agree with that one. And I think that it's so important too, and I'd love your take on this as well, of really paying attention to what certain things do for your body, because it's so easy for us to Google, right? What is the best fruit for me to eat? What is the best vegetables? However, all of those affect you differently. So while it may technically be something that's generally great for people, you know, if let's say spinach, for example, does make you a little bit more bloated, well, then you obviously want to stay away from it, right? Like, it's so easy for us to get caught up in reading what everybody else says. And we forget that we are all individuals, that there's not a blanketed statement that works the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of my clients, and this just makes me cringe, they're like, well, my doctor told me to Google it. What are you paying him for then? It's like, Google it? No. Yeah. And it's Dr. Google, you know, it's free, but, you're right. And I want to ask you on that coffee, did you have a crash?
When you went away?
Yeah. When you went away and you guys both had the caffeine and you had the jitters, did you have a crash?
I did notice by two or three, we were just a lot more tired than normal.
Mm-hmm. And your mushroom coffee. Love it.
I love it. So good.
And how easy is that? That's just a simple adjustment to get yourself to a mushroom coffee. Not saying don't eat, drink coffee at all, but a mushroom based coffee. Versus, mm-hmm. you know, the regular caffeine. So I love that you do that. Now, did you do that instinctively? And I don't mean to turn the tables on you. Did you do that instinctively, or what prompted you?
I just got sick and tired of what I did was I started to notice a pattern in my day. I was super high energy in the morning and I was getting things done. And what I was actually doing was I was looking at how I wanted to restructure my day based on where my higher energy levels are. And so that way I could move certain client projects here and then conversations a little bit lower because I don't have to have so much energy. So I was trying to redo my day. For anyone that loves time management, this is one of my favorite things to teach on. But just figuring out my rhythm. So that way, if I am tired more in the afternoon, great. Then maybe that's like when I check emails and I do things a little bit slower that doesn't involve a bunch. So I'm not completely drained. And then what I started noticing as I was like wanting to redo my calendar was, okay, about this time every day is when I notice like I'm exhausted. All of a sudden I have no energy or I just don't want to do it. And then I flub through the rest of my day. And I was like, okay, something like I had already heard about mushrooms and the different things that they could do for you. And I'm a huge tea drinker as well. So I knew that, you know, different caffeines did better for you and stuff like that. And so I was like, you know what? Why not? Right? Let's just test it out. So I did a bunch of Googling and I searched all these different coffees and I actually found one that came in these little mini packets that you could mix with your water. And I thought, why don't I just mix it with water and coffee? So I still get the coffee a little bit flavor because the flavor by itself was kind of bland. And so I was like, okay, I'm immediately not going to like it. I know that it's, so I was like, I'll just do half and half, right? So we'll do the mushroom the way it's supposed to, and we'll add some coffee just to feel a little better. And I immediately went to a decaf coffee. So there wasn't any of the caffeine in it. And I was like, let's just try that and see how it works. And I immediately started to notice that I didn't crash as hard, right? And I was like, okay. So then I just kind of started playing with the amounts to where it was a little bit more mushroom, a little less coffee, a little bit. And then I started researching into this company and looking into them. And I was like, oh, okay. They make this, they make that, and all these different things. And so I kind of just, I fell in love with them. And then I got my husband hooked because he's such a huge coffee drinker. And I was like, look, I just try it. Just change. He was like, it's going to taste like crap. I'm not dumb. Just testing out. It's all I'm asking. And he actually fell in love with it. I know. And so I told him, I was like, just try it for 1 week. I just want to see if it makes a difference. And he came down one day, like very sheepishly, and was like, yeah, I did notice a difference.
Yay.
So, but I know there's so many benefits to mushrooms specifically, you know, like lion's mane and Tulsi and all these different things. And I started doing research into what different ones do for your body. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And we have a farmer's market that's here during the summer every weekend. And there's actually a mushroom grower. So we started buying from them because my husband and I love to eat mushrooms. So we were like, we'll buy from it. We'll mix it in some more stuff and let's see what happens. So but you have to have that curiosity, you know, you have to have that want to like, okay, I'm noticing that this is not going the direction. So what can I possibly do to test something out to see if it could do something different for me?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. People do get so caught up in the convenience and they don't explore and they don't get curious. And I love that you said that because curiosity is like when we were little kids, we were curious about everything. And that's how we learned and that's how we grew. And that's how we developed into the human being that we are today by being curious. Mm-hmm. And going back to the local farmer that grows those mushrooms, it's like we need to support small local business. They're growing responsibly and they're doing all the right things and they're trying to feed their family. And I just think that as good humans, we need to be supporting those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that one. And I love buying from local as well, because you know what you're getting, right? You can ask them what they've used on it. You can ask them what they've grown it in. They can answer those questions for you. And that's super helpful. And it's like you said, it's just those small changes, but it definitely comes back to, we have to start learning to be aware of our body, what it is telling us, what signals it's sending to us, and then be able to and be willing to look for a solution. And that doesn't always necessarily mean something that's outside of us or from a third party that can just tell us it because they've got a book. But it's really understanding, because just because someone says, oh, well, this has worked for most people, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So you need to be aware of that. So if you are going to try it, you need to really pay attention. Like, okay, what is this supposed to do for me? Okay, it's supposed to increase focus. It's supposed to help with bloatedness. I'm supposed to sleep better. Okay, great. So I'm going to give it a week, right? Or 14 days, and I'm going to see how I do. And that means you really have to be present and paying attention to that. And we don't live in a society that does that.
Right. Right. It's true. That's so true. Yeah, I mean, I've kind of lost my train of thought here, but we need to know and be in touch with our body. If I'm working with someone who's just like too busy being busy and they don't want to slow down and come on home, and okay, that I did feel less bloated and I did feel more focused, that if someone's busy being busy, I love on them. We're good. Let me check back with you in 30 days. You know what I mean? Because I can't want it more for somebody else than they want it for themselves.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
You know, right. I love people and I love making them feel better. And I think that's been one of my biggest downfalls, is that I'm like, come on, you can do it. And they're like, yeah, but I like my coffee.
Well, and I think some people, even when they take the small steps, like you said, because they're so busy, they don't even realize the benefits. They just it becomes almost a normal, and like, oh no, it's always been like that. And you're like, no, actually, it's not what you told me 30 days ago. Yeah. I mean, I saw that a lot when I worked in the chiropractic field, you know, that they would come in and they would do these, you know, visits 3 times a week. And then you'd bring them in, you'd be like, oh, how are you feeling? How's your back doing, or your ankle or your wrists? And they'd be like, oh no, I mean, it's good. It's been that way. And I'm like, actually, hold on, let me backtrack. But it's so easy for us to like accept that new normal, to not even realize what it's doing for us. And then we just go right back into those bad habits because we're like, well, it didn't do anything. I'm fine.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's true. And it's, you know, it's an effort, you know, but we're worth it. We are so worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like being busy with a job that you're getting paid a salary for 40 hours and you're working 60 hours. It's like, that is not worth it, because if you get sick, that job will go away. But somebody said to me one time, and I loved it, it's like, you better take care of your body. Otherwise, where are you going to live?
Ooh.
I'm like, ooh. Yeah,
definitely. Oh yeah. I like that. Now I would love to ask you, you know, cause you were talking about gut health specifically. What are some of the improvements that you have seen just by people making simple changes in their gut health?
Some of the most visible have been acne cases. I'm working with a young lady right now, and she's just throwing her hands up. She's like, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. She's done all the topical things, but her gut is a mess. So I'm like, I know. And I think people love hearing the confidence, because I know that I can help her. Mm-hmm. I'm not like got my fingers crossed, like, no, if you do what I tell you to do, and basically it's taking a probiotic, drinking a good quality aloe, and taking a digestive enzyme when you eat something bad and you've got bloat, just, you know, three simple things. And I think people are wanting that confidence that I can help you. So that's the most visible that, I mean, obviously, I mean, somebody not being bloated anymore, I can't visibly see it. They know, though. It's like, oh my God, I feel so fat, as women. We always say that. But, and then they're like, oh my God, in 2 weeks, I lost a pant size. My jeans are like so comfortable. I don't have to lay down to zip them anymore. Because again, as women, we don't want to buy the next size up. Right. We'll just lay down on the bed and get them done. So yeah, I mean, I love helping people with acne, because that affects their confidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can wear a loose shirt and cover up the bloat, but you cannot cover up your face.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, the most visible, and the ones that I get the most, you know, satisfaction out of, to say, yes, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I've seen people go from wearing hoodies on their phone to being the most outgoing person. And I'm like, whoa, that's life-changing. Cleaning up a person with bad acne, that's life-changing.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you said, you know, you talked about these three things, and I want to go back to this, because you talked about drinking aloe, and you talked about taking an enzyme after you eat bad food. So can you elaborate on those two? I know about the aloe, but I don't know if everybody else does, but the enzyme is interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, I use a particular aloe that basically rebuilds the lining of your stomach, and it heals your esophagus all the way down. All the way through, actually. when I started this journey, I had acid reflux so bad, it would bring me to my knees in tears a lot of time, depending on what I ate. So I started drinking this particular aloe juice. And in 2 weeks, I was like, oh, I haven't been crying on my knees. That's a good thing. That's a benefit. And, you know, just with one bottle, when I finished that one bottle, I have not had that problem. And that was 2007. So it's been a long time that I have not had that problem, but it has rebuilt the lining of my stomach, because stomach acid is battery acid. And if you're not taking care of your gut, that acid is, you know, not doing good things to the insides of your stomach. Mm-hmm. And the digestive enzymes, when I sprinkle this particular one, you know, those pudding things that you shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
You hold them upside down and they don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They don't fall out of the cup. That's you can sprinkle this on one of those pudding cups and it will pour out like water. So that, like, if you eat something bad and your body's going, I don't even know what to do with this. I'm having a hard time breaking it down. That will help to break it down. Not that you should do it every meal.
Yeah.
You should eat better at every meal. But if you, you know, if you're, I'd go out once in a while and have something I know is not going to, because I like it. And I'm going to do it once in a while. But, you know, I have my digestive enzymes and it just dissolves and it allows my body to take whatever nutrients may or may not be in that food. And it just breaks it down so my body can move it on through.
Oh, I love that. And now you're talking about the, you know, the aloe and how it was helping with acid reflux. So it sounds to me like it would also be really good for people with ulcers.
Yes. Yes. Because it heals. Like when you get a sunburn and you put a good quality aloe on your skin, it's going to heal. It also heals on the inside. It heals all the skin and the lesions and whatever on the inside. 100%.
Makes so much sense. And I love aloe. I use aloe for all kinds of things. It's in my lotions. It's in all kinds of things. So I could definitely get that, but that makes sense, you know, as far as drinking it specifically and what it can do. The enzyme though, that's really unique because you're right. Like we may not always have the opportunity. You may be on vacation and you can't find a great place or doesn't have the options or whatever, or, you know, you go out with friends and they didn't choose the healthiest of areas.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's really interesting to be able to take something.
I always have a stick in my bag, a couple, one for my friend and one for me. Like, okay, we're going to eat that tonight. Let's be ready.
That is so awesome. I love that. So what would you suggest then to anyone that is wanting to look into doing something a little different, right? You know, you talked about, you know, your water intake and understanding your pH, the aloe drink, being aware of that and what you're putting in your body. But what would you say, you know, even food-wise that people could start paying attention to that they are intaking to help them start moving down this path?
Yeah. If you're eating from a window, most of your meals, start cutting down like we did with the six coffees. Start cutting down one visit to the window a week, a day, whatever. And I mean, I'm more than happy. Like I said, I'm on a mission. I have a passion to help people. I'm more than happy to do a free 30-minute consult because every body is different. However, every body should not eat from a window. Just saying.
So true.
Yes. If you buy a Happy Meal, you can leave it on your shelves indefinitely and it will not mold. It will not go bad. The bread will not turn green.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I am more than happy to consult with anybody to give them some baby steps. Another thing that I do is I have a grounding mat. I work from home, so I have my bare feet on a grounding mat under my desk. There have been so many studies done on grounding. Like the second your foot hits the grounding mat, your body balances out in ways that nothing else can. The earth was put, we were put on this earth because the earth has everything we need to be well. The windows don't have everything we need to be well.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that you say that about grounding because I actually was reading a study not too long ago and they were talking about the difference in disease from when we had shoes that did not have rubber soles.
Yes.
And then the uptick and difference in disease was a major difference.
Amazing.
The minute that we started using rubber soles, because it does keep you from being attached to the earth. So that like blew my mind. And I think the grounding is actually really neat anyway. I'm also, my husband calls me Pocahontas because we'll go hiking or go by like waterfalls. And I'm the first one with shoes off walking through the streams. And he's like, what are you doing? I want to play in the water. I want to feel it under my feet.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Well, you and I live in colder environments. I know yours is not always cold like it is now, but in New England, I cannot go out and put my feet in the ocean in the wintertime. Not happening. But if you live in a warmer climate, the best thing that you can do for yourself is get out first light. like at the very beginning, like right when the sun rises, first light, get out, put your feet on the earth, and just be quiet for 20 minutes and do deep breathing. That's all free, 100% free. And the benefits are off the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That's one I do often, especially in the spring, summer, fall time. You know, if I have a really hectic day, I will literally go outside in my backyard and sit out there with my feet in the grass for 15 to 20 minutes. It is an amazing reset,
it
like
really
for
is.
sure. So, but I love this idea of a grounding mat, especially for when you can't get out there or it's cold, you know, that's super interesting. So, anyway,
I have one on my bed. I have one on my bed as well, so I'm grounding all the time.
Oh, nice. I have heard about the connection with the grounding to the sheets and stuff. So, okay. We'll talk about a little bit of that off camera. So as we come to a close, you know, one of the things I always love to ask all of my guests is, do you happen to have a quote or piece of advice that you would love to leave the audience with today?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Take time for you. You are so, so worth it. We give so much to everybody else, especially moms. You know, it's like everybody else is pulling at you. Give yourself, take 15, 20 minutes a day at first light for yourself. You know, just take that as your time, block off everybody else. And I think just that alone will help you to start making those baby steps.
Oh, yes, 100%. Oh, yeah, I'm all for me time.
Used me to not too. Be.
Definitely for me time now. So, Michelle, thank you so much for the conversation today. Please do us all a favor and tell everybody, you know, where can they find you? How can they connect you? How can they be in your world?
Oh, that's great, Kat. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. So my website is mdrewnaturalwellness.com. My email is mdrewnaturalwellness@gmail.com. And I am on LinkedIn under mdrew natural wellness. And on Facebook, I am still just under my name. I do weekly videos, educational videos, to see if I can give people some free stuff to implement in their world. And this has been so great.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for all of your information and all of the knowledge.
Thank you. You're pretty knowledgeable yourself. So this has been a really fun back and forth. It's been great.
Oh, thank you. So, and of course, everybody will have all that information in the show notes so you can find and connect with her super easy. And, you know, if you haven't looked into your gut health or, you know, your body's a little off, might be worth that consultation. Just saying. I'm always, you know, I'm all for more holistic ways that we can be in control of what we put in our bodies, how we pay attention to them as well, because it's so easy to look outside of us. So Michelle, again, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. I've had a blast.
Thank you, Kat. We laughed a lot. This is good.
And to everybody else out there, I hope you got some amazing takeaways. I would love to hear them. Please feel free to share them. And don't forget, until next time, do one thing positive for someone each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, have a fantastic day. Hello again, and thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode and it brought tons of value, we ask that you please share, like, and subscribe. Your support means the world to us and helps us to reach even more inspiring entrepreneurs who can benefit from these powerful conversations. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, as this feedback is an amazing gift that fuels our growth and helps us to continually improve this podcast. Looking for an extra dose of inspiration and empowerment? Then be sure to connect with me on social media. You can find me at The Lotus Effect, where I share valuable resources and tips while sharing my own journey of being an entrepreneur. And if you're interested in learning more about my coaching programs and services, be sure to check out my website at the-lotus-effect.com. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Chat with Kat. Your presence and support makes all the difference. Remember, whether you find yourself in the depths of the mud or on the path of growth, we all have a unique journey.
And just like the lotus, some of us start in the dirtiest of mud. Yet, as we rise and grow, we blossom into something beautiful, unique, and truly one of a kind. To all of my visionaries out there, keep rising and growing as you create your own Lotus Effect.